Gönn ich kann da, mit sech des Kondition auf Kopchess, beginnt am Rav, beginnt des Nasda, beginnt die Gmarra, Safik min Olam. How do we know that Halacha applies even in situations of doubt? Which Pishp Kuhn Shrasik finds, because Tain Yashem, I mean, but a doubtful claim, Gönn Shvus, Ashut Varis, and Shacholku, when you have a Shirkrap, or partners that divide, that not Pagan, is one of the Gmarra, and Shvus, that may have enough, Cholka, Aris, and Shutfin, if they really divided, and Yechol Ashpi, you cannot make him a swear. But Gatani, but that's what Lutin, Nishev, Lashvu, Makmach, if he's obligated for Othim somewhere else. Let me go and make him swear on everything. So almost something like Megalgal, and you see that even on a doubtful claim, you could be Megalgal. And that's what we're coming to bring the source for. Menzit says, Tim, you're going to say, wait a second, my boy, Lemonolam, why are we asking, where do we know this from? She suffix, the whole site is a suffix. We make her take the Shavuos, and that's part of the Kabbalah, even though you cannot make a claim to make her swear with Eidechad, we need a special source for this. Say Shvu b'chutz, Shvu b'fnim. Says if you can say it's not like dumb, it's not comparable. The awesome called Shvu Shalom Safik. The entire inception of the oaths that the Seita makes is doubt. Was she Mizan? Was she not? So the Gilgul who work also in elements of Safik. A moment regarding monetary law, the Iker Shvu the day, the primary oath ain't a mitzvah Safik. You don't usually take a Shvu. It's a doubtful claim. It has to be definitive. I would say that the Gilgul would also not be in Safik. Therefore, we needed to have a special source for that. Which continue next test master begins the Gemara that the source says b'fnim, it says no inside. But the site, it says that on the outside regarding mominus. Just like over there, Safik Soto over here. The answer says if it's going to say, wait a second, if that's the case, Lomli Kabbalah Delel. Why do we need the previous Kabbalah Delel to say to Megalgalin, Nailat Mahad Drasha Gufi, from learning from this Drasha itself, to Megalgalin, that you do Gugu by Mammon, from the Nemeshu B'fnim, it says oath in the inside by side, but Nemeshu B'chot says oath in the outside, but Mammon Tzin, from a Mammon Tzin. So we need the Kabbalah Delel for. Bishop Tzin says, no, deal of Kabbalah Delel, did not have the Kabbalah Delel. Behind Mammon Tzin, the Dahacha, with this Mammon Tzin, the Limit Tzin, you would not be able to know it, because the mind is still a fin, you cannot generally learn out Mammon from Issa. Our boss, the girl, and high Kabbalah Delel, once we know the Kabbalah Delel, the mind is still that we are learning out the halacha of moment from that of the Issa of the site, based on the Kabbalah Chaim, okay, Mahashim Afkin, Hashem, Baha Mamatin, now we can learn from this Mamatin, Master Sabbath Gavadi to make a Sabbath like a Vadi. Now, Lentes just points out, says, Vahim Rebbe, my teacher said that Shaloya calls Sayyid is Makagla. It's not every doubt that we can make the person roll it onto him to make an oath. Shem Nishai Vadi Lachabir Shfuah, if a person is obligated to spend the oath, in your Halgagla, Beloyma, he shoveled his Shalikin after he shoved up my. We can't say, swear to me, you never stole from me everything at any point in your life. It has to be a doubt that we are concerned for a little bit. Oh, that's like he was a partner, a sharecropper. Because he might have done this, might have done that. You know, even though we don't know, so then we're Megalgam, you can't just make up anything. The words of the if somebody calls his friend a slave, he should be excommunicated. Now, Mekama Dr. Rabbein Tam, Vemir Rabbein Tam, is precise that when you ever say such a thing, like it says in Dorm, when it's meaning when we're saying what does that mean? He says, like what the Gemara says in Dorm. If someone hears, someone take, mention God's name, he has to excommunicate him. And it says over there, if he doesn't excommunicate him, who is him, so it's going to be a Nidor. So here Tais says the same thing. The word Yehei ben Nidui, that Loi Sheyehei Memel, it's not automatic that he's in Nidui. El Bez Nechayom Nadois, it means that the courts have to excommunicate him. The Mahach, like the Gemara says, Shem Udim Hashem Din, we excommunicate him. But it's not automatic, even though it says the word Yehei ben Nidui. And says Tais, Behind Yehei Kneged Midim. Now, this is actually measure for measure. Claim another two called his friend a slave who are, which we know are Canaan, a slave is considered cursed. We also curse him with the curse that is neither big communication. We call his friend a mamza, an illegitimate child, who image of a balav. He's saying that his friend violated negative prohibition of the forbidden unions. Therefore, he gets 40 lashes like someone who violates a negative prohibition. Also, saying he violated love, he's going to get the same punishment as if he violated love. Next day's master begin with the words of the Mishnah. Kol nasa dam ba'acher. Whatever is made into money to something else, once this one merits, the other one is obligated in the exchange. Pesach Kohen Rashi explains. Kol shadarche, what does it mean? Kol shadarche lasase b'dam. Whatever its norm is to be given this monetary value, because you're kind of when you buy an object, tahayinu matpeh, which means a coin. That is because the Gemara's tomb is originally about pen, as chalipin, or slash mean that the Mishnah is coming to tell us is that a coin can be used as chalipin. The Mayash knows about chalipin, but the Mishnah is told that he gave it in the medium of chalipin and not in the medium of money. Okay, in Shekhan Basuda, rather, as you usually do when you require with a kerchief, because it's like a supposed to be Rus. Shol Vishna Alloy, a man takes up a shoe, keeping Shazach Hazel, once this guy merits it, and the Schevz of a chalipin, the other one becomes obligated in bad exchange. Now, Rabbi Levi Pligi, they disagree. Is it in the object of the buyer that he gives it to the seller? Or is it actually the objects of the seller and he gives it to the buyer? Rab holds it's the vessels of the buyer. But Levi Sabi holds it's in the vessels of the seller. Says to Rab, so according to Rab, it makes sense. If the gears is kivin shezach hazeh, once this one merits, this one becomes obligated, it's like the gears that we have, which means Hakoina the buyer. This is what he explained. Once this guy merits, meaning the Haina Makna, the seller, that he gets, he acquires the coin of the buyer who gives it to him. So now the buyer becomes obligated, but in whatever happens to the item that's being exchanged, which they were in the domain of the seller, wherever they are, or the gears should be Hakoina. Then Nebdu Yabdullah never gets lost, it's lost for him. Now, Ilogisin Zen, if the years it does not include the word Zen, Pirshach, you have to explain like this. Kimish Zachazeh, once this guy marries, so Kalam Chalipin, so he acquires it with Chalip Kalim, in other words, Kimish Zacha Machna, the Beya, Besundish Okaina, once the seller acquires the coin or the kerchief of the buyer, the Schaev Hamachna, the way you have to read it is that there's no word Zeh over here, so the Schaev, meaning the Schaev Hamachna, Lahashal, the Kain Chalifah, is the word it's supposed to say. That the seller becomes obligated to return to the buyer his exchange, but he cannot back out. The sense of you hold like Rav, so again, you just have to translate it differently if it has the word zero or not. Well, Levi don't become a makna. According to Levi, that says you, it's actually acquired with the objects of the seller. Claim in other words, cheating the makna prut l'koin is that the seller gives a coin to the buyer. So igaris neschayim zeh, if the gears is like the way we have it with the word zeh a second time. So let me have to say that it means like this. Kivin shezach hazeh hakoinam, once the buyer acquires the object that the seller is giving him for chalipin, neschayim zeh, the hainu hamakne, so the seller becomes obligated l'hoshel l'chalifam to return to him the item that he's exchanging, shen yuchalaz, meaning that he cannot back out. Already happened, already done. Similar to what we said to the previous mandama. Now, but loigers in the zeh, but if you don't loigers in the zeh, how can the parashah have to explain this? Kimin shezach zeh, the hainu hakoyin, once the choir acquires this object that he's giving him for chalip, and the schayv who atz, but once the chalip reaches, he himself becomes obligated in the oinsim of the what the exchange is, like we explained, which this refers to placing the metziah, the moment after maskal kol, discusses this, but like we explained before, that yeah, that the oinsim happened. That right away, so this the second he gave it to him, so he himself, now that he gave this to the machne gave to the kainan, now he himself, by giving it, actually becomes obligated, because that's how chalipin always works, machne with the kainan, now he becomes obligated, as we explained before, the same idea that he can't back out anymore. No, this master begins with the words in the Mishnah Ketzad. So how so? So the Mishnah illustrates Hichlip Shabbat Parah Chamar Bechulu. If you exchange an ox for a cow or a donkey, whatever, etc. So it says Taisa Hiros regarding those two man dam l'rab nicha Shabbat Koin. Rab makes sense what the Mishnah is saying. Lachim for sure. You have to translate the Mishnah like this. Hichlip Koin. The buyer exchanges Sheyri his ox babu apava because of the cow. He licks apava b'chomak b'shei to acquire the cow wherever it is. So that's what it is. It happens automatically. I'm a lady question, but lady is difficult. Hey, how's lady going to explain? Hey, Chlev Shabbat Parah, you're exchanging an ox for a cow, but you're not actually exchanging. Well, Gamma Shabbat Gamma Parah, and listen to Makna Lakaina. Both are being given from the Makna to the Kaina, the Tavisha Makna. So, remember, the research, Shishlav Ash, have to explain this. Hey, Chlev Hamakna Sashar. The seller transfers the ox, Bahanoas Kabbalah Sapar, with the pleasure that the recipient received the cow. The buyer received it from him, because of what he's giving to him, from that is what he's transferring it. But you're right, it's all both going the same direction. But it's a transfer of, yeah, because you took this from me, it's like I'm getting something from you, and now because of that, I'm going to give you this thing that I'm selling you. Next, this must begin with the words of the Gemara. So the Gemara said, we can infer from this, but again, according to what the Gemara's Havmina was, that the coin is being used, it can be used as in the medium, not of damim, but of chalipin. Says Tais Vapi, Shabbatai Dam Kamelan, although in the medium of money, meaning what's the chiddush is that even though for money we hold the Gemara, but it's Dam and Af, the Mois and the kindness, you cannot acquire something with money, El Meshikas Amekech, only by doing Meshikah pulling the object that you're buying, of the Mois and the kindness, El Mekam Bishapara, the money's only work to obligate the person that is backing out that's going to get punished. But that's what we're trying to say in our Gemara. But when you give it through the medium of the kinyan of a kerchief, nas chalipin, it will be working as chalipin, and you'll acquire like a kerchief compared to like three Rashi explains. How could it work that a coin can be chalipin? Lamanda, I'm according to one who holds pay of the chalipin that produce cannot be used as a chalipin. El no, daf has to be specifically shu. The mabel of klihu, a coin is not a vessel and it has to be nal like a nal, which is a kli. So when Ben Tami says the mabel in kli, yes, a coin is like a vessel. So let Elizabeth have a bit because you can hang it on his daughter's neck. It can be like a pendant. Of Aydemari, additionally, he says mishum shuro lishkol by mishkaz because you can weight with it. Another pshat you could say the mashal Allah hitziyeh lahitzi liknas by God, but this said you could use it and buy anything you want with it. It's definitely considered as a washing machine, whatever it is. You could use whatever the money could buy you that, and if it's considered as a kli itself. Didn't like that mashal begin with the words of the Gemara. Yehuda said no. This is what the Mishnah said. Kol anishim dam ba'acher. Whatever is evaluated to be money to become money for something else. Pirush, in other words, according to Rashi explains, call the band anything shembol lisisi dam ba'acher. If you want to use it for monetary value for something else, so we should have the first value. And haim, that means comment out them all movable items, bam, except for money. That's what the mission is to say. Once you acquire the metatlin, then the chalipin will automatically be transferred. And that's what turns chalipin. If you give it through the medium of chalipin, then ikna chalipin lekech b'meshicha shemashal b'alamekech hazeh. So the buyer will acquire the object by the chalipin. Bashmin turns chalipin metatlin. I'm coming to tell you this halacha of chalipin by mublems. I'm to say that I've got the less no kli, even though there's no vessel. Elad k'din the beis metatlin. The amma just a general movable item, have a chalipin. That's chitshah, it's going to be considered a chalipin. But the lemma piyasa lashmin, it's not going to tell us that of coin. And they get numbers, so the precise reading seems to indicate the lemma piyasa lashmin. They're not going to tell you anything about a coin, v'goyim, v'chulu, etc. My ketzah, what's ketzah of the Mishnah? So, have a little, the Gemara's question was, have a little mistake, ketzah hechlef mois, but Parsha said, if you're talking about a coin, it should say, how do you transfer money with a cow? Mashad, the Gemara's talking about v'chulu, but Tatiya's mission is really coming to tell us two things. Look at British Mabeya. First, we talk about coin. Then we come tell you other mublems and produce, etc. Komid will have a kli, anything that's not a vessel, as Rashi explains. Peri kavile in the chalipin is considered peri regarding the halacha of the kinyan chalipin. It's only because produce is more common. Look at peri with fruits, but it's just what I mean. Nal dafka. We don't say it has to be specifically a shoe. Pirish, what does that mean? Basa shor bapara. So this is the Gemara asked that. What did it? How do you translate the mission of the second halacha? Yeah, in other words, if you have the meat of an ox for a cow, well, because you can shor chai b'shor if it's a living ox, the chashav tei, which is more significant, the damel klein, that's even more comparable to the vessel mishtamish bei which you utilize. So the Gemara says hanikla abshesha, damel peidi abdeklein. That's good according to abshesha. Says you can make a klein and peidi. It includes a klein masnit, and you can explain the mission. The bela might dislike a diet, make color weather according to what the admin was. That's all to matan beya. You know the reason called nishim, or what we say that it's talking about movable items. Meaning matbeya or movable items in the havmina or just movable items in maskada. Nachm according to Nachm, my kids, what's kids? So might look at what we originally thought. Even though what we know right now, it's matalin. But I thought you can't do chalipin with matalin. Shanti Gemara answers. I'll come. This is what it's saying. Yes, dam shem kechalipin. There are monies that like chalipin. B'kul masin nechadohi, and it's all one case. Matbeya is given to my coin. But come. This is what the mission is saying. Anything that can make monetary value for somebody else, that might be with your coin. Pomish dami kindness can make chalipin and all. Sometimes monies will acquire like chalipin of a shoe. And even if you give it through the medium of it, should be used as money. Kita hasso, I thought money is not kindness. Yeah, it's a specific case. If you exchange the monetary value of an ox for a cow, claim in other words, you sell him an ox for 100 dinar and he does mashikh and sell him, now he owes him the 100 dinar. Then the seller says, oh, look, if you have a cow that's worth that amount that you owe me, Amalei Hamdi says, yeah, okay, Shabbalei B'mon, he's evaluated to 100 dinar. Amalei says, so the seller of the ox tells him, look, the money that you owe me will be given for the money of your cow. So that's what we're saying, that these monies will acquire without doing mashikh of the cow, like chalipa, that's the end of Rashi, say, because it's a muslim shikh, because of Ramon. Says Tesis, which is actually Rashi discussed this also, but Yesh Meshan Sugi Shal Shmu is a little bit Shida Cheres. Now, those who actually learned this Sugi in a very different way. If I explain them, Nachman Shesha, please be paid to Dafka. Machlik is specifically regarding payers, fruits, food. You can pay this mamash, like literal fruits, like Bissar Shor, or the meat of an ox. Malibish Amatal, this is not like other Mublans. Malik and Sugi, both of my Sugi Dafka Mekara, and they explained the sugya according to what was originally understood. The Maidik Min Hashem, according to what we understand, what we explain right now. In particular, Rav Nachman Shammai, Rav Nachman makes sense because the Maidik Min Shammai Talmud Chalipin. He agrees, but other movable items that you can do Chalipin. If Cain B'Shor Chai, Anami Kamer Rav Nachman, Davdi Chalipin. Yeah, of course, he would agree by living ox, you can make Chalipin. And the Machlikas is only regarding a dead ox, regarding food. question is because that's going to deteriorate quickly, would you have to do chalik with that or not? That's the machlekes. So he said, well, have mercy. It's not true. Can't be. Because the time of Nachum first begs over, he explicitly explains the reason. But I'm saying it off the book of the pasuk. He says, no all imidrach and law has to be shul and nothing else. Mashmir sounds like being the dafkidah has to be a shul or kli. Anything else, even living an ox, love of does not do chalik. Now, however, Rabbi Nachman Marie Mekayim Perusha, they actually want to validate this interpretation. I have a hidden paragraph. They come from Nachman Nol in only Shu. Return what it means to say is called the double anas. There's something similar to Shu, and the kelim shemesham that you vessel that utilize. Shu become a gufay canal. The an ox and a donkey are like a Shu. And that's chalipin. Then we could do chalipin. Therefore, the man that paid love the chalipin according to the one who holds that fruit to cannot do chalipin. Metapsh pesh mekunter the double kelim because like Rashi says, it's similar to vessels. So shemesham because you utilize Rabbi Chazal Malka, it's fit to do work. So if it's like a Shu. This is the says, it's all going according to what we originally understood. That's what the question was. He says whatever is evaluated. And not the ox of a shor, but the actual shor. There are monies that are like chalipin. That makes sense what we originally understood. My dogma hashnag will kind of explain right now. Now, okay, that's how they want to explain it according to that other interpretation. The picture according to kasha, but according to Rashi interpretation is difficult. The mashma take perusha son of Rashi interpretation. The gufa shor, the gufa para, that the actual ox and the actual cow are hanging the pages. That's what's called pages. Now, v'alayu kamer of Nachman, that's from Nachman saying the peri love the chalipin. You cannot do chalipin with peri. According to Rashi, peri actually means them itself, not like this other interpretation said, no, it's literally only paris like dead animals. So Mikay Kasha, according to that's difficult because the non paragraph shall the Gemara says within enough kufmanal in Bamitziam, Hamachle Parabachamarbi, all the Bukhul, if someone exchanges a cow for a donkey and he gives birth, etc. I'm a coin echo Mishikazhari, we see that you're acquiring one by doing Mishik another one. And therefore that's Khalib, and the exchange is happening automatically with an actual donkey and cow. Now, such a miu, however, motzin l'mitchi, we could reject l'mandama according to one who holds peir l'av l'chalipin, that you cannot declare with peir, but farish may part of a chamar. It's actually the monetary value of a cow for a donkey. But kobi yolda chamar, and the giving birth is on the donkey that was there. I'm a little question, but what's difficult is the non-paragraph of the Gemara over there on the Memzayin Malav says, Parashka b'kama, how much did your cow cost? B'kach b'kach this much. B'chamarich b'kama, how much did your donkey? B'kach this and this amount. B'kach we learn over there, the kundal l'chamar b'shikas apart, that you acquire the donkey by this guy pulling the cow. So you see that clearly that chalipin happens even for the actual donkey itself, not just for monetary value. B'kach near this, there was a says, it would appear the dafka baster shoyer who the chashmin peri. It's only the meat of an ox that's considered peri. But they themselves, the ox and the donkey, kenaldamu is like a shukit reshla, like I said before, because that is considered a kli, which would be valid in the court of Nachman to do chalib muth.